What types of programmers are there? That's what we're going to talk about this week. But before we get to this week's question, here's a couple thoughtful reviews from iTunes. Gene says in a review titled, "Great Podcast." I've done quite a bit of programming in my life. Really appreciate the topics. Great show. And Simon C. says in a review titled, "Easy to Understand." This type of topic is really hard to understand on the first try, but your show makes it a lot more easy. We really need to know about this. Thanks, Gene and Simon, for your review and comments. Your review has helped increase the rank of this podcast so that the current listeners were able to find the podcast and also benefit. Everybody wins with genuine reviews like this. And I do put a lot of thought into which topics to explain and how to make them easy to understand. Okay, on to the question this week. This question continues a talk I had with my daughter who's studying computer science in college. My daughter wants to know what types of programmers there are so she can begin focusing her studies. I don't always know what you're struggling to understand. If you're having difficulty with something, then others are probably having the same trouble. Taking the time to ask a question is a great way to get an answer to your situation and help others too. The question this week is another great example because you get to hear my answer that comes from experience. So what kinds of programmers are there? Any question like this is based on opinion and experience more than facts. There is no system that neatly categorizes every programmer. There are a lot of articles online that try to classify programmers in a comical way, such as the perfectionist, the duct tape programmers, the theorist, etc. That's not what this episode is about. I'm trying to identify job types that you might be interested in. Just saying the word programmer probably means different things to each of us. This answer is based on how I tend to think about my jobs. I'm sure to miss some types of programmers, and you might have a different way of thinking. That's fine. Just take what I'll explain and adapt it to fit with your experience. I tend to group programmers based on their strengths. I find this to be a good tactic for many things. If you build a team of people that work well together and that all have different strengths, you're going to have an amazing team that will run circles around most other teams. Here are 12 different types. Number 1. Architects have the vision and plan to build large-scale software solutions. They're good teammates and always available to help when needed. At least this is the way they should be. Architects have a lot of experience and can save you from making mistakes. Mostly, this is because they've already learned from making the same mistakes. They're good communicators because they can't do everything and need to get everybody working together. Number 2. Automators love to build software that helps the whole team perform better and faster. This may not be a dedicated role, but if you find somebody who likes to write side projects that help the team, then they'll quickly make themselves in demand. If you're the type of person who not only cleans up after yourself, but thinks of ways to make it easier for others to do the same, then consider working on small utility projects. Who knows, one of your projects might turn out to be the real star of the team. Number 3. Database programmers are in their own world. I don't mean this in a bad way. They likely work with concepts that are very different than anybody else on the team has ever worked with. There are different types of databases, and they have their own language and ways to do things. A good database engineer fills a critical niche role. Number 4. Debuggers have usually developed deep knowledge about how computers work and are able to think logically and methodically to pinpoint problems. Don't wait to add this type of programmer to your team. While you might think they're most valuable after a product has been released and customers are starting to report problems, a good debugger can help develop a foundation that will make it easier to find problems later. Just like a real house foundation, this needs to be done before you start building the walls. Think of a debugger as your architect looking deep into the code. Number 5. Designers are not always developers just because the skill needed to be a good designer is so different than learning how to program. It's not very likely you'll find somebody with both skills as a designer and as a programmer. I listed designers here because they're starting to work more closely with development teams. Becoming at least familiar with the role of a designer will help make you a better programmer. Number 6. Reporting developers understand how to organize and present data to the user. This is a different world, just like database programmers. The tools needed to generate reports are sometimes very complicated and require special training. Number 7. Infrastructure developers help the team run by keeping the software development systems up and running. These are your build engineers who maintain the computers you'll use to make official builds of your project. There are other tools, such as your source code control, your bug tracking, your help desk software, etc., that all need updates and upgrades. Having a person on your team who deals with these systems is super important for a large team. I'll explain the last 5 types right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Number 8. Quality assurance developers are a must. This list is alphabetical, or I would have put QA engineers first in the list. A good QA engineer just thinks differently than a developer. That doesn't mean that the software developers can't think like this, but that it's a full-time job of a QA engineer to try using your product like your users are certainly going to try. Number 9. Security engineers are like a good QA engineer, but I mention them in their own category because they have a knack not just of finding problems when your software is misused, but they know how to misuse it on purpose. If your product ever catches the attention of the wrong sort of crowd that try to use your software to attack computers, then you can be sure that they're going to try misusing your software. Learning how to do this yourself is a valuable skill to develop. Number 10. Systems engineers understand how various operating systems work and how to use the full power of the system to help you write better products. If your team has a systems engineer with an architect and a debugger, then you've got a super powerful set of skills to draw upon. Number 11. User interface developers make things look easy, but that's actually very difficult to accomplish. I've seen teams fail miserably because they did not take their user interface seriously. A good user interface is what your customer works with, and there are enough specialized skills to develop here to put user interface engineers in their own world, just like database and reporting engineers. And finally, number 12, web developers, in a way, are just one type of user interface engineer. I decided to list web developers as their own category because there really is a vast difference in the skills needed to build great web applications versus great native applications. The technologies involved require skills in completely different programming languages. Taking the time to ask a question helps not only you, but everybody who listens as well. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.